everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the fourth episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, A Taste of Poison. So without any further ado, let's jump right into it, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go! A Taste of Poison was the fourth episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on March 3rd, 2008, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Charlie Haskell. She's supposed to be talking, so why was she not talking? Oh, that should go well against Lily, who also punches quickly.
Naja the Cobra, cold-blooded and lethal. It will take but one strike to conquer his foes. Stingerella, her hypnotic dance lures her prey closer and closer until she strikes.
She's the Red Ranger of the group, evidently. Ooh, the Green Ranger. Master in the art of the surprise attack.
And Toady, able to ward off the strongest offense. Not smart, but not to be underestimated.
So anyway, an idiot. In other words, a strong idiot. Yeah, but if they were that dangerous, they would be at, like, the, what, episode 30?
Sometimes I just can't believe my life. Shredding cheese one minute, shredding evil beast the next.
Hey, this whole thing came out of nowhere for you, Casey. It's gotta be majorly intense, especially for a cub.
Well, I'm not a cub anymore. You don't have to worry about me.
One large Thrilla Gorilla pizza, extra banana.
Thrilla Gorilla coming up. Bananas?
Bananas on a pizza, really?
Everything's better with bananas.
Where is RJ anyway?
No clue. He's been working on something in the garage for days. You get the board? I've got the dough.
Whoa.
No way that worked right.
Oops.
Oh, no, don't do a fight. Not a food fight. Is that lettuce or shredded cheese?
Because you are going to be so sorry for that one.
Oh.
Look at the kitchen. It's trashed.
He started it.
Did not?
I don't care how it started. We've got hungry customers out there.
Clean this place up. And Casey, take whatever that is off your face.
We got a bolt!
Oh, let me guess. You all have to leave for some super important and yet highly secretive reason.
On the money. Thanks, friend.
I bet Wolfgang Puck never has to put up with stuff like this.
Hey! I mean, on one hand, no, he probably doesn't, but also another pop culture reference. I don't think that's our first one for this season, right? I like how they cleaned up, put their clothes on, and then morphed. That's a lot of work. I don't think it's a surprise. I'm pretty sure they figured they were going to do that. Bad guy Sentai. The bad guy Rangers. See, they're doing a roll call. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, of course they put the girl on the girl. Well, does this mean Casey's taking on three at a time? This is in a Sentai. I think this is a Yellow Ranger focus because I think she has to fight that guy with her fast fists or whatever. I think so. I wonder if they split these up into more than just the one episode. I love the nondescript names for some of these stores. Games, juice, hooks. We just had a Red Ranger say yo. Did he get poisoned or something? Oh, they all got knocked out of Morph. Okay.
I liked it better when we're just fighting one at a time. I feel you there.
Uh-oh. He's made himself known now.
Jared? What are you doing here?
The one you called Jared is gone. I am now filled with the evil of Dai Shi.
Great.
And it's given him an English accent.
You were just the jerk who got kicked out of our school.
And you were responsible for that humiliation. Now you will pay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Ooh, he gets his own morphing sequence. Fancy.
I challenge you to a battle.
I beat you once. I can do it again.
No, Casey. Not if he has the power of Dai Shi.
Can't back down now.
Also, he's a lot more experienced than you, Mr. Cub dude. Oh, that is totally not him. But the stunt actor was mouthing the words. That's cool.
Spirit of the mighty lion.
Great dance moves. Really? Rebound? Come on. Better than Battle Cry, but still.
The tiger's tamer than I thought. He's not worth my time.
Oh, and now it's starting to rain. Oh, so it won't kill him, but it's gonna hurt. I wonder if it was fatal in the Sentai.
Thanks. I feel much better.
Are you sure?
He said he's fine. Leave the guy alone.
Freaky that Jared turned out to be Dai Shi. But standing up to him sure took a lot of guts.
Or not a lot of brain cells.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of go the other way.
Your negative energy. Casey. I'm working on something new for you that you're just gonna love. You just power it up with your tiger spirit, it'll blow your mind.
Is it dangerous?
Casey already has one, Mommy. He doesn't need two.
You don't hear me complaining.
Yeah, but we never meet her.
We're on some major badness here. We all need some rest.
That totally does not look comfortable.
In your dreams. I call forth the spirit of the mighty lion.
Casey!
Oh, I thought that was his nightmare, not hers. Interesting. Dissension among the ranks. Interesting.
Red Ranger, let's finish what we started. I can take you out single-handedly.
Not while I'm around.
Nice to see you again.
Yellow Ranger, you're not the one I wanted to fight.
What's the matter? Afraid of being beaten by a girl?
I suppose any Ranger.
Is she, or is this the one that can do the fast punching? It is. I was right. They are adapting her episode, but making it a Casey episode? Figures.
Looks like she's already at work.
See, in the Sentai, she spent like the entire episode figuring that move out. And then they give her Power Ranger footage instead of Sentai footage to do the rest of the fight. Nice. He said sarcastically. He walked on his hands? Nice. Non-sarcastically. So, is Casey over this poison already? By the way?
Warriors! Charge! Me and my big man
Yeah, good job. Well, then how did you find out what it was before? No, never mind. Oh. Oh, yeah. So, we don't get a Battleizer this year. This is the closest thing we get to one. And as you can see, it's not too consequential because it's only the fourth episode. But I bet you he uses this, like, a ton of times. I wonder if it'll be like the, like Will's cycle from last season. Or if it'll be used more like, what's his name's from Mystic Force? Who's, I can't think of his name. You know, Red. Nick, that's his name. I wonder if it'll be as used as often as Nick used his bike. I like how he's not doing anything, but they're just totally terrible at hitting the bike with a stick. I will admit, it looks like a pretty cool bike, though. That they did a good job of getting that done.
Want me to trust you again? You'd better stop that hundred-legged fool. He's decided to take matters into his own hands.
Rantipede, that rat. Don't worry, I'll get on it right away.
She acts like she told him to do that. Oh, here she is. Now, let's recall that they had a fight one-on-one last episode, and he did not fare too well.
Strike Rider! High speed! Attack mode! Go!
But apparently, when he can become CGI and ride a bike, it does a lot better for him. Did you notice, though, that with the CGI, they did manage to actually remember to actually have him revving up the handle for the accelerator? That was kind of cool. Although I think it was the wrong side, but I could be wrong. They also could have just reversed the footage and not worried about it too much. So last episode she had an explosion behind him and it was hurting her. This time she gets an explosion behind her and she's fine. Also, she floated. Interesting.
Now you see who you're really dealing with.
Oh, that is disgusting. Okay, so I'm thinking this is going to be like almost like a maybe a mini series within the series, where you get the where we're going to have to take down each one of these guys one by one. Also, I just noticed when that transformation that the blue Zord looks like it's smiling when it transforms for the Megazord. We won't see it now, but oh. Nice. Oh, that is just cheating.
Let's see the Rangers get out of this one.
Now you're mine.
Don't give up, guys. Come on. We gotta break his grip.
We can do it.
How? Oh, nice. Smart. We won't be able to see the smiling blue Zord until next episode, unfortunately. Still, she's going to be in trouble. She's supposed to be cleaning the floor of the Netherworld or whatever it's called, right?
Oh, is the dishwasher broken?
Nope. RJ's orders. He thinks I need to learn a lesson for taking off on my own.
Well, I'm flattered that you put yourself out there for me.
Flattered?
Yeah. It's obvious you have a little thing for me.
Casey, you're a great guy, but you're like a little brother to me. That's why I worry so much.
Little brother?
Yes. Oh, he just got friend-zoned.
Yeah, that's cool. But that means I'm gonna have to start treating you like I do my sisters.
So it's like that, is it?
I think it's canonical that Red Rangers can only like Pink Rangers if he's going to like anyone else on the team. Not Yellow Rangers. So, the beginning of the episode, they have a food fight, and at the end of it, they're fighting with bubbles and water. They're just grown-up kids. I can relate. Well, that's going to do it for this episode, I think. This was a good one. I actually enjoyed most of it. Not too much to fault on that one. So anyway, well, that's going to do it. I hope you all have a good one. Next time, we will be watching the 5th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, which is titled Can't Win Them All. But until then, take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.